Proverbs chapter 31, the words of King Lemuel. Now this could be another name for Solomon. The words which his mother taught him. Well, Solomon's mother was Bathsheba. That's the woman who was the wife of Uriah, David's friend, whom David sinned with. He had her husband killed and grabbed her for himself. So, let's hear then what Bathsheba said to Solomon. What, my son, O son of my womb, son of my promises, don't give your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. Well, because of what David had done with her, David was a king, he had really destroyed himself. After he took Bathsheba, he ended up really destroying himself. His sons turned against him, a lot of his old friends turned against him, and everything really went down for him after that point. And so the woman, Bathsheba, is humble enough to recognize that her husband had made a mistake, had sinned with her, and she doesn't want Solomon to sin with women in the way that her husband David had done. But, of course, he did. He did not listen to the words of his mother. And yet he himself is the one who continually condemns the person who does not listen to the law of their mother or the law of their father. And Solomon was such a hypocrite. He knew all this truth, but he didn't do it himself. So Bathsheba goes on, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to drink strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert justice for those who are afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is ready to perish, and wine to the bitter in heart. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more." Well, these words were understood by the Jews as meaning that you should give wine to drink to the victim of crucifixion as he was there on the cross in great pain. They believed in offering strong drink.
Why only wine?
Well, that's really the strongest kind of alcohol they had in those days, probably. And so, give strong drink to him who's ready to perish and wine to the bitter in heart. And so that's what they offered to Jesus, but he didn't take it, even though he was about to perish, he was about to die.
Why didn't he take it?
Well, because it says here, give strong drink to him that's ready to perish and wine to the bitter in heart. Jesus didn't die bitter. He didn't die angry. He died giving his life in love for us, and he didn't want to forget his pain. He wanted to completely identify with all our pain. Open your mouth for the dumb. So if somebody can't speak, well, you speak for them. And that is a principle that's true in a wider sort of sense. If somebody can't do something, then you've got to do it for them. You've got to be their voice in this world. Open your mouth and judge righteously. And give justice to the poor and needy. Well, that is an example of the Good Samaritan showing justice and kindness to the poor and needy. That's right, when he helped the man who'd been beaten up. By robbers. And I suppose that this is what Solomon began to do when he judged those two women so wisely. He did show justice to the poor and needy, but not all his life. He did not continue listening to the law of his mother, because at the end of his reign he was beating his own people. And they came to Rehoboam, his son, and said, "Your father's been whipping us and beating us." So, unfortunately, he was a hypocrite. He did not continue following what he himself taught. A virtuous woman, who can find? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts in her. He knows that she's not going to clear off or flirt with another man. He will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wool and flax or linen and works willingly with her hands. So although she's maybe the king's wife, she works with her own hands. She's not lazy. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from far away. She rises while it's still night, So she doesn't lay in bed like some princess. She rises while it is still night and gives food to her household. She doesn't leave it to the servants. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. So in those days, to work with your hands was the work of servants. But this woman, although she's the wife of the king, she's the queen or the princess, it keeps saying that she works with her hands. She has strong arms. Well, in those days, it was thought very ladylike to have very thin arms. It was just the poor peasant women who had thick muscles on their arms. But this woman has got strong arms. She knows that the things she makes are good. Her lamp doesn't go out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle. And she reaches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her family are all clothed in warm clothing. She makes for herself warm carpets. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Now, it was only the royal family that wore purple in those days. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen clothes and sells them and gives girdles to the merchants or belts to the merchants to sell. Strength and honour are her clothing. She laughs at the time to come. In other words, she's confident that she's prepared for any calamity that might come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her lips. She looks well to the ways of her family. She does not eat the bread of laziness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done well, but you are better than them all. Favour is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she is to be praised. So these are the kind of characteristics that you're reading here that a man should go for in a woman and that a woman should seek to have. Beauty is vain. If it's just externally that you're looking at somebody, well, that beauty will fade. And it will, in any case, not be so meaningful to you in the business of daily life. Her fruit of her hands and her works will praise her in the gates.